Yeah, this is going to be more time consuming than I thought it would be. What's up, everyone? I'm Shrek of Shrek Attack. This is Shrek Attack. We don't have time. We're doing a tier list, a character tier list of all the Life is Strange characters, and there are so many more than I thought that I'm probably going to not have an opinion on a lot of them, because with the terrible thing, the good thing about Tier Maker is that it's really easy to make tier list. The bad thing about Tier Maker is some of the thumbnails are really fucking hard to identify the person, and there's just a lot more characters in Life is Strange, the entire series, than I realize. So this is going to be difficult to kind of figure out who they are, and especially Life is Strange 2, I don't remember a lot about the characters because it was the least memorable Life is Strange, I'm just going to be honest. But let's get to it. With the categories we're looking at today, we're looking at the best characters, love, cool, they're nice, I have literally no opinion, weirdo, I want you gone, die, fuck you, fuck off? I did not create the tiers, this was a pre-made tier list that I'm just going to drag characters up to. Starting with Alex Chen. Alex Chen, also, spoilers. There will probably be spoilers if you have not played The Life of Strangers and you want to. You should probably go ahead and just fucking click out of this. Well, or listen and just have spoiled. Melissa, I'm looking at you. Anyway, we are going to start off with Alex Chen. Alex Chen is the protagonist of Life is Strange True Colors, the newest Life is Strange up until a couple weeks here. And I think it's worth the play. I think Alex Chen is a really good character, really well made. Definitely the best protagonist we've had since Max. And I'm going to put her under cool because she's pretty rad. Now we have Alyssa Anderson. If you have played Life is Strange 1, you know she is the accident-prone girl who's always being made fun of, and it's just an entire sob story of a life, and I'm going to go ahead and say that she is a weirdo. I feel bad that she gets bullied and whatnot, but at the same time, it's kind of funny whenever the football hits her and you can just rewind and watch the football hit her over and over and over again. I can't say that she's a character I enjoy talking to, though. Just all woe is me and almost as miserable as I am in real life. This next character is, I believe, Anders from Life is Strange 2. And I have literally no opinion because I don't remember him. I think he was one of the traveling people in one of the middle episodes. I'm sure he was fine. I have no fucking memory of him whatsoever, so no opinion. I also want to point out, while I'm still fairly early into this, because I'm sure I'll lose people halfway through because that's how this works. It's fine as long as you last a minute. It counts as a view for me. But I'm thinking of streaming whenever I replay the Life is Strange games. So if you're into that idea, let me know. I'm going to try to make a YouTube for Shrek Attack that we can stream on, and then I'll just leave the streams up permanently. So once I get that together, I will probably go ahead and stream the games that I'm playing if I want to play them. Double Exposure I won't stream right away, maybe my second playthrough, but the first playthrough I want to be for myself. So just an idea I had, and I'm probably going to play Life is Strange Before the Storm, and the original Life is Strange in chronological order. Next, we're going to get on a wild ride of people I don't have opinions on because I don't remember them. So that's 1, 2, 3. That's a truck driver. Some guy on the phone. I think he's on a phone. I don't know. I think these guys are all from the second Life is Strange, and that's why I don't remember them. And I don't... God, is that Sean from Life is Strange 2? Who is, like, the main fucking character, and I can't tell if it's him or not. I'm gonna let that one sit there. And I'm gonna move on to the next guy, who I'm 90% sure is from Life is Strange 2, but I actually recognize him. Actually, I have to go back, because there's a cop here that I just kind of randomly recognized. And he is the cop from... middle episode defending, I think he's defending Nathan Prescott, so I want him gone. I want him gone. We don't like Nathan Prescott around here. You know what? In the fun, not editing way I'm going right about now with my episodes, I have went ahead and changed the tier list. I'm only going to do the quote unquote important characters according to this tier list. So it's going to be fine. So our new categories are goated, top tier, above average, below average, don't like, and garbage. Alex Chen, we're back to her, and she is above average. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and say she's top tier. Next, we have Cassidy. Cassidy is from Life is Strange 2, and I don't remember much about her. I'll say average. She's probably okay. Now we have... Charles Erickson from Life is Strange 2. And, Christ. I want to say garbage. He's an alcoholic, not a good father. But it's because of trauma. I believe his wife died, if I'm remembering correctly. I'm going to go ahead and say don't like, but... Like, he feels real bad, like, the entire time. Now we have Chloe Price. Chloe Price is top tier. I wish I could say higher, but she's top tier, and honestly, she is below Alex Chen. Chloe is too selfish for my liking. And while she is a great character, and I know I'm upsetting some people saying that she's too selfish and not goated, I'm going to keep her in top tier, but probably the bottom of the top tier. Up next, we have Christopher Erickson, the son of Charles. And, I mean, he's Captain Spirit. Cool kid, but Life is Strange too. I don't remember much of him. I remember him being Captain Spirit. I had to pause to sneeze. I'm not going to fix that. Sorry. So, Captain Spirit in the, like, teaser episode for Life is Strange 2. He's one of the better characters in that game, but Life is Strange 2 is just underwhelming. Speaking of underwhelming, we have the next... character from Life is Strange 2. What the fuck was his name? Give me 1 second here. I'm just going to keep talking. Daniel Diaz. And he is the younger brother of Sean Diaz. Sean is the protagonist of Life is Strange 2. And I think the interesting thing here is just... ignore my stutters and whatnot because my brain is broken at this point. Daniel is the one with superpowers and you aren't controlling him. He has a like telekinetic thing going on, I believe, which I mean he's fine. It's not bad. He's not a bad character. I'm gonna give him average. Now we have David Medson. And I think David Medson depends on what point of the story we get him in. In Life is Strange, when he's introduced, he is garbage. Whenever he gets a chance to explain himself a little, I'd say he goes up to below average. And then in Life is Strange 2, whenever he realizes his mistakes, even though he has a minor part there, I'd say he goes up to average to maybe even above average. But we're going to stick with the one that we know best, and that is Life is Strange 1. And I'm going to go ahead and just say I don't like him. I didn't like him in that game. And it's not necessarily his fault, but he just comes off as too much of a hard ass. He means well, just doesn't portray it well. They gave me another character that I don't recognize. Actually, if I go, I might be able to find it. I know he is in Life is Strange 2. I can tell, honestly, from the background. So I just gotta kind of click around here. And I think I see who he should be paired up with. However, I think Cassidy probably, we'll see here. If I click on her, will it give me somebody that she hangs out with? Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know who he is. I just know that he... found him, I think. I think that's him. Yeah, all right, that's Finn. That's Finn from Life is Strange 2. Not a memorable character. Actually, it's starting to come up back to me a little bit. Cassidy is cool. Fuck Finn. I didn't like him. I'm going to go ahead and say don't like. Maybe, since I don't remember, like, I'll go ahead and say below average. No, I don't think I liked him. I'm going to go ahead and keep him don't like. Frank is going to go in below average. Frank, the drug dealer from Life is Strange 1. And I didn't particularly have a problem with him because he was doing his thing. So I didn't, like, it's not like I didn't like him. I don't think he's garbage. He has Pompadour, who's his dog, fucking goated tier dog. I'm just going to put him in below average. Kind of a douchebag, but he's just trying to get by, you know. He's fine. Now we have Gabe Chen, and he's above average. I want to put him higher, but putting him higher would be disrespectful to the people above him. If that makes any sense whatsoever, Gabe is a really fucking cool character. Just was not in the game enough to, like, not be to go above average. I wish we got more Gabe, and there may be more Gabe because there is an episode of True Colors, the bonus episode that I didn't play, where Gabe might be more involved in it. I might get more of him, but for the most part, just need more Gabe. Pretty good. This next guy is fucking garbage. And it's straight up because I played Life is Strange True Colors recently, and fuck this guy. Left a bad taste in my mouth. Yeah, just completely shocked me. Jed, I'm talking about Jed from Life is Strange True Colors. Jed Lucan, Max, I believe Mac Lucan's father. Mac also kind of douchey, but I don't believe he's on this list. Does not look like he is on this list whatsoever, which is fine by me, because Mac, I also didn't like him. Mac, probably also garbage. Less garbage than his father, though. Mark Jefferson. Oh, man. This one is tough to put into words, because he is a really good character. Mark Jefferson is, the game's been out for 10 years. I mostly don't want to say it because I know Melissa's listening and she doesn't give a fuck about spoilers, so like I could throw it out, and I think he is her favorite character right now. But yeah, Mark Jefferson, if you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know. But he can put you in a dark corner and take advantage of you. And he does that. I mean, I gotta say, he is very, at the very least, average. And honestly, it might be disrespectful to Gabe, but Mark Jefferson, I can't lie, he's an above average character. He is just really well written, has really good character. I don't want to say development, but because it's not development, it's just the way they portray him for the entire game. He's too good of a character, and I can't lower him. He's an above average character, and it kind of, I mean, I'm not saying like this is these characters are absolutely good, you know, but this is a really well-written character. Mark Jefferson is top tier. Up next, we have Joyce Price. That's Chloe's mom. Honestly, I accidentally threw her in above average, but she's just average. Nice lady. Feeds you. The next character is annoying, if I'm being honest. But, like, I feel bad for her. She is a victim. And, I mean, it's Kate Marsh who attempts to, am I allowed to say these words? She tries to off herself. I don't know. I feel like I can say fuck, but I can't say certain. Can I? I'm not monetized. She tries to commit suicide. She tries to jump off a building. Kate Marsh, below average character. And I don't think it is her fault. It's just the card she was dealt. She's not very interesting. And I don't want to continue talking about her. But we have Max Caulfield next, the protagonist of Life is Strange 1, the protagonist of Double Exposure coming out now this month. And she's top tier. Max is top tier. The whole reason that Life is Strange works so well is because of Max and Chloe. And they wanted to do more. But Dope Nod, who made Life is Strange 1, was like, nah, we're done with that. And multiple years later, we got Deck 9 to work on it. Square kind of screwed Deck 9, but we got more Max and Chloe. And here we are, 11 years later, maybe even more. And we have Max back. We don't know about Chloe yet. We don't, do the decisions matter? Are things canon? So many questions, but Max is just the main character, super chill photographer, becomes famous. I think that's the story they're going with. I'm not 100% sure. I'll find out here in a couple weeks. Actually, it might be 1 week at this point, because I think I'm getting the edition that lets me play early, even though I haven't played the other games yet, and I plan on, like I said, streaming them if I find time to. And then everybody will know how terrible my sleep schedule is. Up next, we have Nathan Prescott. Nathan Prescott is garbage. Fuck him. It's funny because Mark Jefferson is an above average character with what he does. But Nathan Prescott, fuck that guy. Actually, worse than Jed. Nathan Prescott is the worst character in the game. Hands down. I said it, and it's fine. I'm going to go ahead and skip these next couple characters because I want to speak about them last. So I'm going to go ahead and move these guys to last so I can talk about them last. And then we'll have to talk about Ryan from Life is Strange True Colors. And So Ryan is Jed's son, which makes me think I might be wrong about Mac. Mac has the same last name. Let me go ahead and start digging around here. So, I don't, my opinion of Ryan is going to be different than most people's opinion of Ryan. You can have different opinions of Ryan. He's one of the love interest for Alex, and I just fucked up names earlier. Ryan is Jed's son. Mac is not Jed's son. Mac doesn't even have the same fucking last name. I don't know what I was thinking. Anyway, so Ryan's one of the love interests for Alex in Life is Strange True Colors. So I'm sure there are people out there who fucking love him. I did not have the, like, best experience with him. I don't think he is a bad character, and I don't want to say he's a bad character. And honestly, it's kind of my fault that in the end, he took his father's side over my side. And I don't blame him because of the way I kind of treated him. But it's not like I meant to. It's just the other love interest is one of, if not the coolest characters in the game. 100%. If she is not my favorite, she is my second favorite. We'll get there. So Ryan, I'm just going to put average, because I haven't played through a second time to see how cool he can be. And he didn't rub me the wrong way. It's just, we didn't have a great experience together. Sean Diaz is below average. And that's the protagonist of Life is Strange 2. Fuck, dude. You play as him, and his brother is the main character. So do with that as you will. I think Life is Strange 2 is worth a play, but it's the least likable of the Life is Strange series. Up next we have, what, the Victoria? Is that her name? Yeah, it's Victoria. It's just a matter of what her last name is at this point, because I'm drawing a blank. Victoria Chase, she's a bitch. However, I'm going to say don't like, because she's not as bad as Jed or Nathan, so I can't put her in garbage. Oh, maybe. Yeah, you know what? I can put her in garbage. She's better. She is garbage tier, but I'm putting her above Jed and Nathan, if that makes sense. I don't... fuck her. Then we have Warren. And the last play, our tier list had the weird category. And that's where Warren belongs, is weird. I'm putting him in the don't like category. I don't like Warren. And I know this comes, like, a lot of people are probably like, oh, why don't you like Warren? He's a nice guy. The dude's a fucking creep. He's a stalker. I mean, just, you gotta go look at the signs. Warren, who I wanted to keep calling Lauren for some reason, I guess L just rolls off the tongue better. Warren is not a common name, but I don't like him. I don't like him. So I saved the last two characters, and they're both going in goated. They're both going in the goated tier, and that's why I saved them for last. The first one is going to be Rachel Amber, who I instantly, like, fell in love with whenever she made her appearance. She is a wild spirit, to say the least. Just kind of curious of the world, I suppose. And she was a wild child. Like, she starts a fucking forest fire. Actually, not that great of a person, I guess. Manipulative, you could almost say. I don't know. Maybe I have a thing for red flags. But Rachel Amber was a really cool character, I thought. Definitely one of, if not my favorite. And the only person keeping her competition is Steph Gringich, who is the other main character the other love interest in Life is Strange True Colors for Alex, and the one I chose. Steph is a hippie, and I'm somewhat of a tree hugger myself, I suppose. Steph is one of the coolest characters I've seen, and I think the thing about these two characters is, while Rachel Amber wasn't in the main Life is Strange game because she was dead, these characters were so unique, so special, that they got their own... I mean, Chloe is the protagonist of Before the Storm, But Before the Storm is about her relationship with Rachel Amber. And then Steph was so cool in True Colors that she also got her own episode to kind of dive into her background more. If you are so interesting of a character that you're getting extra content made about you, I think that says a hell of a lot. And these two characters are easily the best characters in the series. That's right, above Chloe, above Max, above Alex. And that is... I can't say enough good things. I will elaborate more whenever I eventually get down to where I replay the games, because right now I'm going off, especially Life is Strange 2, I'm going off like a very distant memory of whenever I played them. And the reason I'm able to talk about Life is Strange 1 and Before the Storm so much better in Life is Strange 2 is because I thought Life is Strange 2 was a one and done, where Life is Strange 1 I probably have played 3 times and watched it an additional 5 or 6. True Colors is one that I will definitely go through again, or at least watch it multiple times through again. So I hope that Double Exposure is in the realm of I want to replay it, and I want to watch other people play it, see how they play differently than me. I think it has the potential. It has the characters. Be really sick if they somehow snuck Steph in there. There are rumors that they put Rachel Amber in there, and I don't know how, because she's, you know, dead. But I don't know. The way they are portraying it is alternate timeline. So Rachel Amber could be alive in a different timeline, I suppose. Definitely an interesting choice. I will talk, I think, next week will either be the Before the Storm review or the what I want to see in Double Exposure. Maybe both combined. We'll see what the timeline looks like over the next week. I mean, it's already Monday, and I want to get my episodes out over Saturday, Sunday. I'm not even committing to one day anymore, because I just got to get these out as I'm able to. My life is pretty fucking chaotic, and I'm not going to apologize for that. I said once this becomes like a job to me, I'm going to quit. And whenever I have a set schedule for it, it becomes like a job to me, which makes it add on a little stress, and stress is not good for me right now. So I'm going to go ahead and say this will come out when it comes out. I'm going to aim for one episode a week. Apparently that could be Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, who the fuck knows what day. Doesn't matter. We're going to rule them out as we're able to, and I think I'm going to enjoy that the most. Today I was able to sit down this evening and roll it out. I want to play Before the Storm. I want to play a lot of things, actually. There's so many games, so many games, so many animes, and not enough time. I can't put it any differently, because I have to work. If this podcast starts making me money, I'm not saying to donate or anything. I'm not saying I'm going to monetize it or anything soon. If this podcast ever starts making me money, then it's something I can focus on more. But I have to do a job. My job is exhausting me, if I'm being honest. Much better than my old job, but it's just my schedule is way different. And whenever you do something for, you know, 6 years or so, and you're used to operating on that schedule, to completely change it apparently takes longer than 4 months. I appreciate everybody who's sticking out. I think you're all awesome. If you want to follow me on the social medias at The Real B Shrek. That is at The Real B SCHREC. I'm not an ogre. Shrek Attack has a Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and soon to come YouTube channel, where I will stream the Life is Strange games. Not my first time through in Double Exposure. And maybe some other games whenever we get to it. I'm excited to see where I go in this. And this episode, whenever I first started, I thought it was going to be like fucking over an hour long, because there were so many characters. Then I was like, nah, I can't recognize these fucking side characters from Life is Strange 2. That's straight up what it was. I was like, I'm not going to try. And there were even some characters from Life is Strange 1 that I didn't recognize, like the fucking random cop from, I think it said episode 3. I don't have that kind of time. It would have taken me literal hours, and I'm already not going back to edit this. So, you know, if you made it this far, you're awesome, and I appreciate listening. Please come back whenever the next episode is and check out more. And yeah, I know it took me probably 3 weeks at this point. I would say 2 weeks and fucking 27 minutes of an episode for me to start talking like I know how to fucking talk. But this isn't something that you just kind of roll into. It is something I had to warm up to, because I remember my very first episode, I was talking like a fucking nerd. I didn't talk like myself, and I had to get back to where I was comfortable doing this. So thank you for sticking out with me the past few weeks. Hopefully it goes smooth sailing from here on out, and at least the weather is not scorching hot, so I don't need to fry my ass off to get an episode out to you guys. Thanks for listening. Hit the fucking music. Yeah. I don't know, it was a rough episode, but those last 5 minutes felt pretty fucking good. Felt like I was back on track.